Mark was a very sociable person. Mark was a qualified chef. He had two sons, a partner of 13 years. We come from a big family, 10 of a family. Today, Mark is not the same person at all. He's suffering with the brain damage, as you well know yourself. As for the children, they are just there, and they don't, they look at him now and see him the way he is. They don't understand. Mark looks at the children, and at times he doesn't even know them. He doesn't have any time for them because of the injury that Mark's left with. Mark is just a completely different, changed person altogether, temperament and every way.
When you saw how your brother changed after the attack, I'm sure it must have brought mixed emotions round to you when you see your brother disappear and you start questioning, whether perhaps things were worse now than if perhaps he hadn't have survived the incident. Did that ever cross your mind?
Oh, definitely. At the time, when we were sitting with Mark on a day-to-day basis, where Mark was going to live, where Mark was going to die or whatever. And then when Mark pulled through and came out and he came back to us the way he is today, we kind of looked at him and thought, maybe he'd have been better than living the life that he's living now, because it has paid a big impact on all our family, because it's just, on a daily basis, we're living with it. We look at Mark every day in life. And as far as we're concerned, we look at a brother of ours that had a normal life, was a very, very healthy man. Now we're looking at a man that has paralysed, has brain damage, and he thinks that two other human beings brought this upon him.
Well, at the original, obviously when you were trying to contend with this, you also had to face a trial. And the initial trial, I imagine that the family were scratching their heads as to the level of a sentence that was handed down originally.
Yes, they got 18 months, 2 years, and it was 18 months. We came out of court that day, and to think that 18 months was what these two people were going to do for, this was their sentence. This to us was an insult to us. Is this what Mark was worth, 18 months? Because Mark's going to live the rest of his days as long as he lives. And the condition that he's in now, these two men would have walked free after 18 months and carried on with their normal life with their own children, their own family.
Well, as a result of an appeal, that sentence has been increased. I'm sure the family would argue that it should have been this sentence to begin with. But has it brought any closure? Do you believe now you can move on, with your lives as much as best as that can be achieved?
Well, we'll never put it behind us. We'll never put that behind us. The sentence, they've got the sentence that they got yesterday, and they deserve it. And in my eyes and in our family's eyes, they deserve a whole lot more than that. But that is the legal system, and that's the way it works. As in, for moving on, no, we can't move on because we, we're living the life sentence. They are paying a small price. We're living the life sentence. So it's hard for us to kind of forget about the damage that's left with Mark and to kind of overlook that and say that somebody has been sentenced to whatever amount of years to justify what happened to Mark. It's very hard for us to move on. But we're doing our best, and we're doing it on a daily basis, and you get your good days and your bad days, and everybody's different. As I say, it's a big family. Everybody's different feelings and different, opinions on it. And we've all our lives too, So as I say, Mark suffered this attack, and this happened to Mark. We're all suffering. And as long as Mark loves, we're loving the sentence with him.